This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs.
His mission, to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny,
as he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right!
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
Oh, yes. Well, let's meet the fellas. Donald, welcome to the show.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
Well, what's your story?
Well, I'm 43, been married 7 years, second marriage, got a C-ring, a sleeve, wife's got a whole slew of toys at home.
Mm-hmm. So you did it twice. Would you say the sex is better? And how long have you been married the second time here?
Second time, 7 years.
7 years, all right.
Yeah, it was good.
Because I always feel like the answer to that question is, like, I've had friends who've gotten in trouble when they were young and they went to prison, and then they get out and they're on the road again, they go back in. I go, hey, is it better the second time? Because you went back. I assume you didn't like it the first time, but you seem to keep thinking, man, I bet next time the food's going to be better and the people are going to be friendlier.
Well, my wife now, she's awesome. She stuck through everything with me. My first wife
was hell. She can hear you, can't she?
Yes, sir.
I got you. All right. Donald, you're a good husband. I can tell how much you dearly, dearly love her. You stay right there. Greg is going to play as well. Greg, hello.
Hey, Johnny, how's it going?
What's up with you?
I am 40 years old, I am divorced, and I got a sleeve at home.
Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do? You got a girlfriend? You're never going to have a girlfriend? You're hurt too
much? I may have a girlfriend again, but I will never get married again.
That's a man who's been rehabilitated.
Thank you.
You went to the joint, you learned your lesson, you did your time, and now you're back to zero again.
Yes, I have a good counselor. Thank you.
Good man. All right. Donald, Greg, I have to get my other friend Dale on. Dale, hello.
Johnny Dare, you glorious bastard, let's play Adult Toy.
You magnificent son of a bitch, tell us your backstory.
35, married 5 years. I have a C-ring. And that's it.
The whole C-ring thing, I never understood it. I thought it would help you, it would make you finish. It's like a vibrating C-ring, or is it just like a clamp?
Just a regular, like, rubber band one.
So you just rubber, it's like, you just wrap it around your ding-dong? You got one too, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the base of it.
What's the point of it?
The bow.
It makes you last longer and keeps your erection longer too. And
that. Oh boy, you're at that age, huh?
Lucky. No, not that age.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Lucky
you're fine.
Her.
No, I am.
You're fine. You wrap a rubber band around your penis. You're fine. I'm gonna move on now. Dale, Greg, Donald. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. In case of a three-way overbid, the closest one takes it home.
For the gentlemen, our item up for bid is the
Ultimate Stay Hard Kit.
Yes, the Ultimate Stay Hard Kit. Part of the Cal Exotic series from California Exotic Novelties.
That's right, fellas.
We know that sometimes it's difficult for you to maintain the manly level of sexual prowess that your lover has come to know and worship.
As manly as we all know that you are.
Sometimes you can't deliver the goods the way you want.
In fact, if you listen to the commercials on this radio station with any regularity,
y'all are a bunch of no-dick-working mother-effers.
But no longer with the Ultimate Stay Hard Kit.
It includes the Stay Hard Pump,
a silicone prostate probe,
multi-speed stimulator,
beaded masturbator,
and silicone enhancer rings.
All adding up to help
you get hard and stay hard.
Well, you know, not you, the other guy.
Because you, yeah, we get it. You're all that's man.
You never have a problem.
You get hard from a stiff breeze.
You're good to go 24-7.
You never had too much whiskey and had to be like trying to cram a Twinkie into, you know, something that's not very easy to cram a Twinkie into.
It's okay, buddy. It happens.
My Twinkie, I'm talking about my penis.
We know.
It's an analogy.
We get it.
It not work good sometimes.
Please stop.
My peener go bleh.
Oh, God.
Sad peener.
Okay, we're done here.
It's the ultimate stay hard kit from California Exotic Novelties, and it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Well, listen, apparently there's a solution for everybody, my friends. And that's the wonderful part about today's incredibly advanced world. We've got your stay hard pump, your silicone anal probe. See, that's what you're missing, T. Get you right there again, it says. How about your beaded masturbator, your silicone enhancer, and your multi-speed stimulator, all in one complete package. There's an egg of some sort. I don't know what that is. Oh, there's your butt plug, T.
Yeah.
There's your sleeve. There's your rubber band for your ding-dong.
Yeah.
That's that back to your butt plug. And then there's your succo tube.
Right, yeah. The rings go into the succo.
I thought there was a C-ring.
Well, one is supposed to be C-ring. The other one's a suction.
They look like the same part.
One's a little bit bigger.
Well, listen, fellas. I'm just happy that it all is here for you. What would you pay for such an item, Donald?
Let's go with $59.95.
And you had a C-ring, right, Donald?
Yes.
Yeah, good for you, man. Greg, what about you?
Let's go $69.69.
I see what you did there. And finally, Dale?
$70.
The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price.
$45.99.
Oh, everybody overbid, but our two-time winner, Donald, takes it home. Look at this, Donald. You are really going to impress her with your ability to get an erection now.
Nice.
Nice. How old are you, Donald?
I'm 43.
Any issues or?
No.
Well, I mean, let's face it, it's never going to be like when we were 16 again.
Never.
That thing was hard, like from morning till night. It's ridiculous, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I think I hit a happy medium now. I can't walk around with an erect penis that much in my life anymore. It leads to too many terrible decisions. Thank God at the time it was happening, you had very limited access to a car and no credit cards.
Right.
Because that thing will lead you down a very uncomfortable path.
Yes, it will.
All right. So listen, I know she can hear you, but remember, this is how you sell this. Instead of her screaming, you're a dirty, dirty boy, you're a filthy pervert, you have to sell her that this is all because you love her so much, that you care about her. Like going to the gym so that you're more attractive and in better shape. This is about like a small, tiny gym for your penis because you want her to love your penis.
Well, of course.
Right. All right. Just giving you the heads up in case you hadn't learned that one yet.
Well, I learned from the first time.
All right. All right. So this one's 7 years. How long were you married to the first monster?
I was married 14, together 20.
Oh, boy. And any contact whatsoever?
Forced contact with my children.
Ooh, the sad McDonald's drop-off.
Yeah.
I got you. All right, Donald, listen, I'm happy for you. There's a little ray of sunshine.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, stay right there. Gregory? Listen,
hey,
you're single.
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, Papa Roach, In This Moment, Seven Dust, or Slayer, you can go and you can ask someone to go with you. You can ask a buddy. You can ask a girl.
Let's go with Papa Roach.
All right. You're asking a girl, aren't you?
No, I have a 15-year-old son.
Oh, look at you. You're a good dad.
I try.
You ever look at him and go, don't ever get married, son?
Every day.
That's healthy. Women are bad, except for the good parts. It's hard to explain. You're going to understand later.
Yeah.
All right, Greg, you stay right there. What about you, Dale? What can I do for you?
Papa Roach.
All right. Who are you going to take, Dale?
I guess the wife.
Man. You stay right there. Hold on a second.
Good answer.
It is tough to be friends for a long time, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's... Thank God. Like, I think about the fights Bob and I have, right? And we're not having sex, which means I like him a lot less than I would somebody that you that has a vagina, right?
Sure.
We've had some pretty knockdown, drag-out fights and still managed to stay friends. And I wouldn't say I talk an inordinate amount of smack on him, would you?
No.
I mean, it's all ball-busting smack. It's not, like, genuine, like,
you
anger.
Openly do it to each other, yeah. Anything. It's not malicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that the secret? Because you don't ever quietly talk NES on mic, but you'll do it on air, like, to him.
I'm jokingly doing it. He really doesn't. I mean, he's got a few quirks that drive me insane, but I've got 10 times that for him.
What is the one thing that he does that makes your head explode?
The middle of the night come in with his idiot friends, only because he knows I'm waking up in like 2 hours later. It makes me want to stab him.
Do you feel like you should wake him up in the middle of his slumber?
Oh, I do. Absolutely.
How do you do it?
Or remember last time he came home late in the middle of the day? I'm banging. He hates when I'm opening cabinet doors and jacking around the kitchen because you know I'm not cooking. And so it sounds like a train coming through there. I'm like, oh, are you sleeping over there?
You know those cameras I bought you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can fire the alarms off from your phone while you're sleeping.
I hadn't even thought about that because I know they work. I know he's done it.
Do it right now. Grab your phone.
I'll have to log in. It'll take too long. Hold on. Let me pull it up.
It doesn't stay logged in?
I have a new phone. I just got a new phone yesterday.
Oh. But you log in and then just fire the alarm. Fire it for 10, 15 seconds while it's just going.
Like, he's good today.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though. You were good when you were asleep, right?
I was minding my own business.
That's right.
Not opening doors, bringing animals in and out of the house, leaving them there when you fall asleep on the patio chair.
It's very easy to do. So there you go. That's my gift to you. I have to, while you're logging in, I'll get Melissa on the phone. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Hey, Johnny. How's it going?
Well, how are you?
I'm good. I'm Melissa. I'm 20. I have a vibrator, a couple butt plugs, nipple clamps, the whole shebang.
20 years old. She's already got the butt plugs. Kind of generational gap am I suffering from right now? God damn. How long have you been into all this business? At 20, when did you get your first sex toy?
About a year and a half ago, my boyfriend introduced me to the whole game.
And you were like, this is great.
Yep, pretty much.
Fantastic, Melissa. All right, well, you're going to play today.
Awesome.
All right, Jennifer, hi. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm Jennifer. I'm 32. I'm divorced. And I have a vibrator, a bullet, nipple clamps.
Now, tell me, how long did you make it in the marriage?
6 years.
6 years. And you were like, I got to go.
Yeah.
See, but you got out young enough, you're still hot.
Yeah.
Was that a conscious decision? You think, man, if I wait a few more years, I'm not going to be as hot, so I got to get out this year while I'm still viable.
Well, he was a POS. So,
well, of course. It's
a good time to go.
Listen, just the simple fact that you're a listener of this show and you're calling the show, I immediately side with you, and he's a terrible human being, and we wish nothing but the worst for him.
Johnny, you are my favorite person.
I love you. I love you, Jennifer. And
I love you.
And do you have a special guy in your life, somebody that you can call for a little sex, but you don't have to have a relationship?
Yeah.
Yep. And what will happen with that? Do you want it to be more, or will you leave it as it is?
It's going to stay as it is.
Mm. Good for you. Have you thought about girls?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. And have we acted on these impulses?
A couple times.
Look at this. So advanced. He was never worthy of you.
No, he wasn't.
All right, Melissa and Jennifer, I'm going to introduce you to Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, Johnny. How are you?
I'm fine. Tell me about you.
I am 40 years old. I am divorced, and I have a couple of...
We call them C-rings around here, but you do what you got to do.
Oh, sorry.
By the way, you're divorced, and you have a C-ring. I'm gonna assume you don't have a penis, or do you?
I do not.
Okay. All right, Michelle, now tell me, when you meet a new guy, and you've got a C-ring, I don't know how the guy reacts. I don't know if I'd be freaked out or not, but I know that girls don't like you to reach into your drawer and break out an already open vibrator on him.
Yeah, we didn't buy it until after I was already with him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so this is a boyfriend's?
I'm engaged.
Okay, so I didn't catch that part. You're engaged, and now you've been married before?
I have.
And you're doing it again?
I am.
You think you're going to like it this time?
Yeah.
How about you?
this is the one I was supposed to be with instead of the POS I was with.
Oh, boy. And what do we base this on? I'm always curious. Like, did you know this person in your younger life?
I did not. I wish I did.
I see.
It was out of, I got married the first time because that's what I was supposed to do.
You were knocked up?
Twice.
Oh, boy. Are your kids listening? Because that always makes a kid feel loved.
I hope not.
Don't you love the way everybody always tells their kids how much they wanted them, but the truth is, the second they found out they're pregnant, they were like, God damn it, what should I do? Do I kill it? Do I get rid of it? What do I do? If any kid knew how many times your life was in jeopardy, and it went back and forth and teetered and tottered, and like, dude, what do we do? What do we do? Do we have $600? What's going to happen? Does anybody know? What do we do with this?
How many times there was a fall?
My daughter actually knows when I found out I was pregnant. I cried.
Yeah. Your son doesn't. He knows.
No, my son, I didn't cry when I found out I was pregnant with him. Just her.
Oh, and she knows?
Yes.
That's a special relationship, isn't it? All right. Michelle, Jennifer, Melissa, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over, we'll receive the item up and forbidden. In case of a three-way overbid, the closest one takes it home.
For the ladies, our item up forbidden is the Ice Pick 13-inch Big Black Dog from Icon Brand.
BBC. 13 inches to go in me. I'll need an up easy out of me. Cause can't you see the big black dog going up in me? Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's the Ice Pick knocking on your cervix.
Hello, baby.
Ladies, this product is not for the faint of heart.
With 13 long, thin inches.
It's hard enough to fill you, but soft enough to thrill you.
Once you go black, you'll never go back.
I'm hoping on a big fat BBC. No. Big black.
10 inches of insertable length.
13 inches of overall length.
2.5 inches thick.
Suction cup base.
Realistic balls.
And the frozen bag of peas you'll have to sit on, not included.
BBC, I think on this we can all agree.
You're gonna be walking
real funny for a day or three. You win the Ice Pick, BBC, yeah!
It's the Ice Pick Big Black Dong from Icon Brand.
And it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
I can't stop staring at it.
Thank God, because that makes two of us.
This looks like one of Webster's legs. This seriously looks like... This is like Gary Coleman's peg leg.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is massive. This thing is...
Damn.
Like, yeah. Like,
oh,
let me just break this out. Oh. This is like...
Oh, Jesus.
Sterling has met his match. Well, look at that thing.
Like,
look down the barrel of that gun.
No. I'm good.
Look at that.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Glad you came here, son. What's going on?
How many hands is that?
I have good sized hands. 1, 2, 3. How many can you go around with an old baseball game?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, with a little
hands.
To go. Yeah.
It's a four-hander. Oh,
look
my
at that. Gosh. Yeah, and it's got a suction cup, ladies.
Run right at that.
Like, this is serious, man. Like, you could stick it up here. Like, look, that's just gonna.
Good.
I just stuck it to the ceiling. The windowsill is gonna slap. It's a real wiggler, ladies.
Woo, lordy.
This is anybody a size queen? Melissa, Jennifer, Michelle. God. You guys like the big ones? Melissa.
Well. I mean, that sounds a little scary.
Yeah, it should. And it should. And what about you, Jennifer? Now, Melissa's only 20. Who's got a kid?
I do.
Oh, man. You know how hard it is to talk about a big, big, veiny, black rubber penis with the kids around? Yeah, ask my mom. Look at that thing. Look at that. That's a gift, friends. That's a gift.
Good.
Let me see if I can get it off the ceiling. There you go. All right. Also, in case of a terrible home invasion.
Oh, God damn. That's
Lord.
That's
yeah.
Her.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that one in the gut. Yeah. Open your mouth.
Oh. Leave me alone. Stop it.
Don't make me hit you with this. Hey, stop. I didn't even hit you with the balls yet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like,
I'm a dent.
Listen, I will give you $300 if you can get half it in your mouth.
That's
yeah, that ain't
yeah, relax the throat.
Yeah, no, that's not. That's
$300.
Too much.
$300.
Just 300.
Sample.
No, I'm not gonna sample. I'm not gonna sample.
Tastes like chocolate. I am not falling for this. Tastes like chocolate.
I am not gonna fall for this. No, I'm good.
How are people gonna know how it operates and how good of a product it is if you don't try it?
Because Johnny's done a great job describing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my.
I just gave it a hand job. All right. Well, Melissa, you're 20. Have you been with a person of color?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Because you're open-minded and super hot. Right.
Yep.
All right. So this one may be reminiscent of whatever friend you made. What would you bid on the BBC, a Big Black Sea, the Ice Pick Massive 13-inch long, actual size is 13 inches.
$39.99.
All right, Melissa. Jen?
Let's do
$39.99. What would you bid Michelle for
Mr. Episiotomy? $40.
$40? And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price?
$64.99.
Oh, Michelle, are you ready for this business?
Bring it on.
Yeah? Are you really a bit of a size queen?
No.
Come on. Every girl likes a little girth on it, right?
I'm not going to swat it away.
That may be too big.
Oh, yes, I know. It's a fun little game we like to play. It's too big. Oh. Uh-huh. We all enjoy that game. Hear that knocking? Come pick it up. All right. All right, Michelle, it's all yours. You stay right there. You're the proud owner of a very veiny, large black build-up. All right, Jennifer, sorry you didn't win it. But you still get something. What would you like? What would you like? Free daycare for the kids?
I want Papa Roach tickets.
All right, take the Papa Roach tickets. Melissa, my 20-year-old butt-pluggy, nipple-clampy vibrator girl.
Yep, that's me.
Uh-huh. Sorry you didn't win the big black dildo.
It's okay. I'm sure my boyfriend will be happy about it.
I'm sure he will. Well, I enjoy the dirtiness of it all. That's a glaring representation of all that I am not. Yeah. Melissa, what can I do for you?
Slayer. Papa Roach.
Papa Roach. All right. Papa Roach and Bad Wolves at Providence Amphitheater. I have a pair of tickets for you. It's a Saturday. Enjoy your day.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, you stay right there, all right? Hold on. You want to just put that somewhere?
Yep.
All righty then.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped comfy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized butt-plus what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small tub, send her to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique, proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With 4 locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.